At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Mountain Home gets the ball to start this second half as they lead Farmington 25-17. The Bombers will be moving left to right for these last two quarters. Gilbert has it up at the top. He dribbles to the right side, goes down towards the corner. Now it gives it to Harris on the wing. Harris will dribble up to the top, finds Tabor on the wing, gives it to Jones just on the low block. Back to Tabor, back to Jones. Jones going to make a move towards the basket. Now instead tries to kick it out. Ball is knocked around. Ball is still loose. Finally controlled by Gilbert. And now he has the ball knocked away from him from behind. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Farmington. And Mount Home will inbound it as we are 27 seconds into the second half. So Satch Harris will carry the inbound pass on the baseline, gives it to Tabor up near the top. Tabor will give it to Crawford. Crawford has it on the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert takes the screen from Tabor, goes down into the lane, now kicks out to Harris on the left side. Harris will take the screen from Jones, dribble up to the top, gives it there to Tabor. Down in the lane it goes to Gilbert. Gilbert dribbles out to the left wing. Now he goes back towards the corner, back out to the wing. Now hits to the left elbow. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Wyatt Gilbert now in double figures with 10 points. Well, he hit that jumper right over Logan Landwehr, who was challenging the shot. Here is Watson into the front court for Farmington. Dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Shelley. Now Landwehr has up the top. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is chased down by Donovan. He saves it in. The ball gets knocked around. Finally goes out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Farmington. It will be Mount Tom's basketball with 6:42 left to play in the third quarter. Harris will inbound it. Gets into Gilbert. Now Farmington's going with his own press. Gives it to Harris. Harris gives it back to Gilbert. Gilbert is going to get it across the timeline to beat the 10-second count. Dribbles to the left wing. Now Gilbert will dribble to the left elbow, picks up his dribble, finds Jones on the low block, gives it back to Gilbert, now finds Crawford up at the top, down to Harris in the right corner. Harris is going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup, no good, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:15 left in the third quarter. That foul is on Carson Simmons, his first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Cardinals. So Satch Harris will be at the free throw line for the first time today. He has 2 points so far in this contest. First free throw for Harris is up and in. By the way, for those of you wondering, I just checked the score of the first college football playoff semifinal, which is the Peach Bowl, and it is all LSU. They are up on Oklahoma 49-14, and they're not even at halftime yet. Harris's second free throw is up, no good. He gets one of two, and the rebound's controlled by Watson. Watson's back the other way, dribbles to the right wing for the Cardinals. Now gives it to Shelley on the low block. He's going to put up the hook shot over Tabor. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tabor. He gives it to Gilbert, who will bring it into the front court for the Bombers. Gilbert gets out of the double team. Throws up top to Jones. Over to Harris on the right side. Harris is going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound is saved in by Gilbert. Off the hands. Oh, I thought a Farmington player might have touched it after Gilbert saved that in, but they're going to say no. That's not the case. It looks like Farmington is going to clear the floor right now. They've brought in several different players. I'll try to get through all of these. Cade Young was bringing the ball into the front court. It throws over on the right side to James Payne. Now ball goes up top to Riley Funk. Ball goes now over the left side to Cade Young. Cade Young will dribble to the top, gives it up there to Funk. Over on the right side to Payne. Now ball goes over to Young on the right side. His three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by Satch Harris. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 11, 28-17. Our score with 5:05 left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Tabor on the right side, up top to Harris, over to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert's going to go down to lane for the scoop layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert, 12 points, 30-17. Mounts home's lead grows even further. Here is Young throwing over on the right side to Funk, down to Payne in the right corner. Now ball goes up top to Noah Disharoon, over down to Corey Thomas. His pass down towards the paint is knocked away and stolen by Dawson Tabor. That is Farmington's fourth turnover of the day. About 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 13. Here is Crawford in the right corner. Dribbles to the wing. Tries to give it to Tabor. Ball is knocked away, but Crawford's able to get it back. Now Crawford's going down towards the lane. He's going to be fouled going up. And two shots coming up for Abe Crawford with 4:18 left of the third quarter. That is Cade Young's first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Cardinals here in the second half. Abe Crawford at the free throw line for the first time today. He has 4 points so far in this contest. First shot for Crawford is up. Good. So one more free throw coming up for Abe Crawford. Crawford's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 6 points. 32-17, Mounts home lead. 4:18 left of the third quarter. Here is Young into the front court. Throws it down to Disharoon in the left corner. His three-pointer is good.
Noah Disharoon.
And that is Farmington's first points of the second half right there, that three-pointer by Disharoon. 32-20, Mounts home lead. Ball goes to Crawford. Now to Harris. Into the front court to Jones. Jones will dribble to the right side. Goes down to the corner now. Now it goes down to Lane's going to put up the running jumper. Good.
Matt Jones
with 9 points. 34-20, Mounts home on top. Here is Young into the front court for Farmington. 3:40 left in the third quarter. Here is Thomas for Farmington. Throws it up top to Funk. Over on the right side to Disharoon. Disharoon's going to drill towards the elbow. His pass to Young was wide at the end. It's going to go into the backcourt. And all Young can do is go chase it down for the backcourt violation. That is Farmington's fifth turnover of the day. Jake McGee is going to check in for Mounts Home, replacing Satch Harris. 3:28 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mounts Home on top of Farmington, 34-20. McGee inbounds it into the backcourt to Gilbert. Gilbert walks into the front court, throws over to Jones on the right side. Jones going to go down towards the corner. Now be double team, find Tabor going to give to McGee. Now to Gilbert in the left quarter. Gilbert's going to go into the lane for layup. His shot was blocked by Riley Funk, and Farmington comes up with the ball. Here's Disharoon back the other way. He has it on the right wing, dribbles up to the top. Now it's home once again in man-to-man, by the way. Now ball goes to Payne. Payne dribbles into the lane, has the ball knocked away, but now Young is able to get it. He has the ball knocked away, gets it back, though. Gives it to Thomas in left corner. Now finds Payne in the just outside the lane for the jumper. Good. James Payne with his first 2 points of the day. 34-22, Mounts Home leading it with 2:44 left of the third quarter. Gilbert into the front court, finds Jones. Now gives it to Tabor on the left elbow. Up top to Crawford. Back over to Jones on the left wing. Jones will try a lob pass to Tabor. He couldn't handle it. It goes out of bounds. And it will be Farmington's basketball on Mounts Home's third turnover of the day. 2:28 left to play in the third quarter. It is the Bombers up by a dozen. Young into the front court for Farmington. Finds Thomas in the right corner. Back to Young. Over on the right side to Payne. Payne's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound controlled by Dawson Tabor. Back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court. 2:08 left in the third quarter. Mounts Home with the ball, leading 34-22. Gilbert throws it to Jones on the right side. Jones gives up top to Crawford, finds Tabor in the paint. He tries to give it to McGee. I'm not sure he was expecting the pass. It goes out of bounds. That'll be Mounts Home committing their fourth turnover of the day. Dawson Tabor's going to check out of the game as he's replaced by Satch Harris. 1:57 left to play in the third quarter. Mount Tom leading 34-22. Young into the front court. Finds Payne on the right side. Payne drills up to the elbow. Throws up top to Dishroon. Dishroon's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Hits to the backboard, but that's it. Rebounds controlled by Jones. And Mount Tom comes back the other way. Gilbert into the front court. Ball goes over to McGee on the right side. Gives it to Crawford just outside the lane. Up top to Harris. Harris picks up his dribble, now trying to figure out where to go with it. Gives it to Crawford on the right side. Crawford dribbles down into the lane. Now he's going to be fouled in driving into the lane. That is going to be on James Payne, his first personal foul. 13th foul against Farmington here in the second half. So Matt Tom will inbound it on the baseline with 1:24 left of the third quarter. Crawford takes the inbound pass up the top, gives it to Jones just outside the lane. He's going into the lane for the layup, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Farmington. Here's Dishroon back the other way with it. Dishroon gives it on the right side to Funk. Funk will give it to Payne up the top, over to Dishroon on the left, up top to Young. Over a minute left to play in this third quarter. Mount Tom up 34-22. Young has Gilbert right there on him. He's about to be called for 5 seconds. And nope, instead he's going to be fouled going into the lane for the layup. Couldn't get the layup to go, so two shots coming up. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his first personal foul. That is the first team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Cade Young at the free throw line for the first time today. He has yet to score in this game. 54 and a half seconds left as Young's first free throw is up and in. One more free throw coming up for Cade Young before he shoots. Looks like Michael White's going to come in for Farmington as DeCorey Thomas will take a seat. Michael White is a 5'11 sophomore. Young's second free throw is up and in. He gets both. His first 2 points of the day. Mount Tom's lead is cut to 10, 34-24 with 54 and a half seconds left. McGee inbounds it to Crawford. Crawford will get it into the front court. 45 seconds left of the third quarter. Crawford will dribble down into the lane. Now, yep, he took way too many steps before he threw that pass to Harris. That is Mount Tom's fifth turnover of the day. Both teams with five in this game. Again, 42 and a half seconds left. Mountain Home leading 34-24. Young into the front court for the Cardinals. Throws it to Payne on the left side. Payne's going to give it to Dishroon on the left wing. His three-pointer is up. No good. And rebounds controlled by Payne. He kicks out to Young. Young has it at the right elbow. Now dribbles out to the wing. 27 seconds left of the quarter. Now Payne has it at the free throw line. Gives it on the low block to White. Up top to Young. Now to White on the left wing. Back up top to Young. 15 seconds left of the quarter. Now Young, looks like Farmington's going to hold for the last shot of the period. Young dribbles to the right elbow. He now kicks out to Payne in the left right corner. His three-pointer is up and in. James Payne with 5 points. And looks like Mount Tom's going to try to get one last shot. And we have reached the end of the third quarter. 24 minutes are in the books so far. Our score at the end of three quarters, Mount Tom leading Farmington 34-27. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.